Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, we're gonna talk about something that's been plaguing my mind. All right. We're gonna talk about something that I know of, not just me, been thinking about, okay? And that's the conspiracy that Tekashi 6ix9ine was an industry plant. All right. Now, okay. Hold on. I want to first disclaim this. Okay, stoners? This is just entertainment. This is just my opinion. I have no facts. And I'm smoking blueberry. Okay, let's go on with the show. Now, stoners, I've been following this Tekashi 6ix9ine case very closely. And the only reason why I've been doing such is because, you know, I enjoy his music. I enjoy Fifi. I enjoy Kiki. I enjoy Tati. You know what I'm saying? I'm really not rhyming. I'm naming his songs. I enjoy Stupid. I enjoy all of that. But then, stoners, I seen the Vlad interview with his baby mama, Sarah Molina, on Vlad. It's out now. All 10 parts is out. I think there's an 11th before he drops the full interview. But whatever. Watching that and seeing how this whole Tekashi 6ix9ine case is panning out, I'm starting to lean more and more and more that he was an industry, oh, not an industry plant, a government plant. Okay, let's look at this objectively. Everybody's looking at the Tekashi 6ix9ine situation as, well, you know, they're using him, the Treyway Bloods, they're using him, they're not, you know what I'm saying, they just seen a kid that was really naive to the game, and blah, 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 but nobody never stopped to think, maybe he was using them. Look at the scenario, okay, stoners? Nobody knew who Tekashi 6ix9ine was, really, until he got with the Treyway Bloods and did Gummo. Okay, not saying they had anything to do with the song, but having that street credibility in New York and having them pushing your stuff, shooting the type of videos that you were shooting with them on the forefront, really got our attention. Because before Gummo came out, Tekashi 6ix9ine, ladies and gentlemen, was doing music. Hell, he was even doing shows all the way out in Singapore. Okay, before Gummo. So he was doing numbers. He was doing what he was supposed to do, right? Until he did the song Poles with Trippie Redd, and then that catapulted him to like another stratosphere, that song. And then he came out with Gummo and then rolled the wave. But so my point is that the Treyway Bloods gave him that extra oof. You know, that extra, oh, we need to watch this kid, right? So we're watching him. We start watching him. Mind you, you ever heard of the phrase overnight success? That's exactly what happened with Tekashi 6ix9ine. Literally overnight success. One song and overnight he's seen millions of views, millions of followers. Okay? Let's move forward. Well, I think he's using the Treyway Bloods. Okay, so he gets their credibility. He signs them on as security and management and all and everything, right? All of a sudden, he's financing, right? He's financing everything. You know, now I know he was getting a lot of money, stoners, for shows and after Gummo came out, but let's be honest. And anybody who knows the industry knows you wasn't really seeing money from shows until you really got the fan base. And I'm going to say after Fifi. Once you did Fifi and dropped, while I'm talking to you, like I'm talking to Tekashi 6ix9ine, but once he dropped Fifi, and that was with Nicki Minaj, that is the song that catapulted him into the mainstream audience. That was the song that catapulted him into the mainstream audience. Gotti almost got him there because it was a nice crossover song, but Fifi is what did him because of Nicki Minaj. Right? So, let's backtrack a little bit. Okay, so he's been doing shows, Stoners, right? All of a sudden, he's financing everything, right? Off of one song, right? All he's dropped so far is after he dropped Gummo, I think he dropped one more song. I don't want to lie on the man. What's the name of the goddamn song, Stoner? Well, it doesn't matter. He dropped another song, right? I think it was Kiki. No. I'm wrong. It was Kuda. He dropped Kuda, and then he dropped Billy. He dropped those, like, back-to-back. Now, those songs basically did the exact same numbers as Gummo. So, you was basically on the same exact, you caught the streets. And all of a sudden, all the gangs is around you. Why? Because you financing. Where is he getting all of this money to finance? Anybody ever heard of something called a sting operation? A sting operation is something that police officers put on where they give an undercover police officer a bag of money, sent him into a trap house, you hear me, and has the officer purchase drugs with said money, okay? Now, the officer is immune from any, you know, criminal activity when he's buying the drugs because the purpose is to get the suspect to sell whatever, you know, they're supposed to be buying that's illegal. Doesn't this look like one big sting operation? Tekashi 6ix9ine, everything that he did, didn't look like he had like a lot of extra protection that a lot of new rappers, and especially rappers that nobody really likes talking about, he had a lot of protection, right? What new rapper, regardless of how popular he is, what new rapper is garnished to have state police and off-duty military as his bodyguards while he dances in a circle around them? Like, I don't care. An order came from the higher ups. He is to be protected. Nothing happens to him. All of a sudden, that order of protection got pulled. Right? Think about it. He's on camera, Stoners, saying, I got a 30 pack on his head right now. Why would he feel? I don't care how stupid you think he is or how young you think he is, Stoners. He was 22 or 23 at the time. How smart do you have to be that TMZ is right next to you and you're talking about throwing? Why would he be so comfortable to say, I'm throwing a 30 pack on his head, blood? Because he knows no matter what he says or does, it's not going to happen, Stoners. Nothing's going to happen to him. He's there for a specific reason, to help take people down. Isn't it funny that now that all of this is unraveling, he's the only one getting off? I am a huge Tekashi 6ix9ine fan. I still bump his music because I like it. But I'm not naive to the fact that, okay, and here's the giveaway for me. Here's what made me say, I'm doing a podcast about this. Here's what gave it away for me, Stoners, okay? Check this out. Unrelated to any of his crimes, he gave up a childhood friend, Kuda B, who he made a song about and everything. He paid Kuda B $10,000 not to kill Chief Keef, which is odd, but okay, whatever. We'll talk about that in a second. But just to scare him. Paid Kuda B the money. Kuda B went and did that. And now he told the officers, even though it's unrelated to the RICO charge that he's facing, he let them know that he was the shooter for the Chief Keef thing. Now that guy is facing 10 years, but he's out on bond. That's not even related to the conversation, but you gave it up. Why? Because as an informant, as a police officer, Officer Daniel Hernandez, as a police officer, it is your job to debrief every criminal activity that you have been around. And that's exactly what he's doing. Even criminal activity that doesn't have anything to do with the criminal activity that he's there for. That's why Kuda B got tied up. Come on, stoners. I'm not sitting up here getting high and talking because I got lips. I'm watching this because this is one of my favorite rappers, one of my favorite entertainers. I love Tekashi 6ix9ine. I listen to his music all the time. And I still do. I can't get enough of it. But I'm not naive to the fact. And I keep saying facts, but what I think is not a fact. But what gives me that notion of thinking are facts. And that's the facts that he's given up Kuda B for no reason. The fact that he was the main person in the middle of all of this. And because of his testimony and because of what he knows, he gets off scot-free. But people like Shoddy, why don't Shoddy get that same opportunity? And you can't tell me they've given it to him, stoners, because ain't no way he's going to do what he's doing while everything's being told on him. Is that they don't need his testimony. His testimony is not needed. That's why you don't even hear nothing from them. They're just trying to get the best deal they can. Now, the reason why I brought up the overnight sensation situation and everything, I'm not saying that he's always been an officer. I'm saying that this is my theory, stoners, okay? Picture young Daniel Hernandez chilling on the block, doing music, just found out he got a daughter and he's trying to make it, and he does a videotape, right? This is all, I'm going to tell you a fact, and then I'm going to let you know my opinion on what happened. You ready? Okay, stoners. Daniel Hernandez, Tekashi 6ix9ine, was caught on videotape doing something. I don't even know what he did on the tape, but he did something heinous to a minor, right? He did something heinous to a minor. And he was like, I think 18 or 19 at the time, okay? When he was still doing music, just a young kid out there doing music, just doing weird stuff, trying to get clout, trying to get on. And he did. And he used to do wrestling moves to young girls, right, on videotape and put it on War Star or whatever like that there. Well, he did something to a young minor, and the parents didn't like that. This is all facts, I'm telling you. So he gets arrested for it, and he pleads guilty. Now, I think it was some type of sexual conduct because he's labeled as a pedophile. It is documented in public records, donors. You can look this up. So he got a guilty plea, right? And the plea was no jail time. He had to do some community service, pay a couple fines. And I don't think he had to register as a sex offender. Okay? Now, here's where my theory comes in. He's sitting at an investigation room, and somebody walks in on him. Let's call him Officer Murphy. Officer Murphy says, "Listen here, Mr. Hernandez, you're in a lot of trouble. You know, you can see a lot of time right now. Now, we have the resources to not only make this go away, actually make your life a lot better if you just cooperate." Tekashi 6ix9ine looks up, cooperate like what? I don't know nothing. Right? So let's get you to know something. You're from the neighborhood. You know Bloods. You know a lot of Crips. Let's get you into their organization. And you just report back to us. You want to be a rapper? We'll finance that for you. We'll get you the money to buy whatever you need to get inside. And they built a rapper. Even Sarah Molina asked, Sarah Molina, that's his baby mother, right? Even wondered, why are you getting 6ix9ine all over your body? Why all of a sudden are you doing this? Like, and she asked him, this was after the tape was dropped, why are you doing all of this? Like, in Tekashi's mind, he knew exactly what was about to happen. Please go watch the Vlad interview and you'll understand everything that I'm saying right here, stoners. He knew what was about to happen. Oh man, I'm about to go get 6ix9ine tatted on me. She was like, when he came home with the 6ix9ine on his chest, as big as a football jersey, she said she cried because she didn't understand why he was doing this. But now, if you look at the certain situations, stoners, now you understand why he was acting the way he was acting, why he was doing what he was doing, and why he's doing what he's doing now, because he's always had that protection. Is it that far-fetched for them to see a young kid that's from the hood, and they offer a listen, we can make your life a lot better if you just help us bring a couple people down, And he's not only bringing a couple people down, he's bringing down an entire organization, stoners. He's not just bringing a couple of people down. Like, he's literally bringing down the entire the Treyway Bloods. He's bringing down the entire core members of the organization. He's bringing them down. And he's walking away scot-free. Is it that far-fetched to think that they gave him $500,000? This is just me speculating. I'm spitballing here, but $500,000. Of course, the government and police have other connections to other people in the industry. Why do you think we have the hip-hop police to begin with? Okay, stoners? I'm just saying, just have an open mind about it. Like, is it really that far-fetched? You have a young kid like Daniel Hernandez who's really in trouble. He messed up. He's looking at real time. He has no money. But what he does have, he doesn't realize the asset that he does have. You're from the hood, and they want to take down the hood. Hey, Daniel Hernandez, why don't we just help you out? You help us. You want to be a rapper? How about we connect you with the right people and finance you just a little bit? But while you're doing that, how about you infiltrate the Treyway Bloods and help us take down their organization? I don't think it's too far-fetched. I think it's a way better situation than thinking, oh, well, you know, he's just a young kid. Oop, didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know I was giving them money and they were buying drugs and doing this with it and causing robberies. And I didn't know I was there. And, you know, look at it from that point of view. Look at it from the point of view of everything he's telling them. He's telling the situation of, well, yes, I seen him do this. I seen him do that. Hell, in no way, shape, form, or fashion is the person who orders the hit getting off scot-free. It's the person who did the hit that can say, well, okay, it was Tekashi 6ix9ine who gave me the money to do that. When he gave up that information alone should have been a whole nother charge. Because that's not even a part of the RICO charge that you're already charged for. So once you give up that information, that's a whole nother charge. You put a hit out on somebody. I don't care if you meant it to be as a scare tactic or whatever. You paid somebody money to fire a firearm around or at an individual. That is a crime, sir. And it has nothing to do with the original crime that you're already being charged for. So you can't include that into the deal that you made with them. Which honestly had me thinking, like, wow. The only way you can get out of that charge, and they see it as quote-unquote justice, as if you, because you were an informant. So you are absolved of any crime doings you'd have to do. I know people that don't know the law, I know you've seen movies where a cop goes undercover and he maybe shoot at people, do a little drugs. He do a lot of illegal things that he should go to jail for, but he doesn't because he's doing a job. Isn't it funny that everything Tekashi 6ix9ine has done, he's being absolved for if he just tells on this person? Hell, Frank Lucas helped take down kings and bosses in the drug game, and he even had to do a little time. The biggest snitchers who took down the biggest people had to do a little time. You're talking about Tekashi 6ix9ine doesn't have to do any? And he gives up another crime that had nothing to do with the crime you charged him with before? It makes no sense, stoners. Only if you think, what if he's an informant? I mean, that's just the way I'm thinking about it, stoners. But, you know, I was just thinking about that, and I just really wanted to share it with y'all. Please, email me, you know, at bullpenbattleleague.com or bullpenbattleleague@gmail.com. Email me or find me on, you know, Instagram. I'll be on Instagram. That is Mr. Super Duper BC, MrSupaDuperBC. You know what I'm saying? Just find me. Let's talk about this situation because I don't think it's that far-fetched. I really don't think it's that far-fetched to think that, you know. And the real the real story will come out once everything is concluded and case is closed and the gavel is down. We'll know exactly who's who and what's what and what's going on. But that's just my speculation on the whole situation. You know, thank you for listening. And as always, love yourself, love life, and stoners unite.